Hello.
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Good to speak with you again, Kevin. This is Paul. I'm calling you back
here
from Waffle Quest.
Paul.
Hi, did you have a chance to talk to your dad? I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I did.
What did he think about getting a website and getting direct phone calls?
So the whole basis is the website, right? Like that's what we're building and then putting that website on the front page, right?
Right. Yeah, and creating content like Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, all the directories that Google wants to see. And there's Facebook ads too. Did your dad not like the idea of getting direct phone calls?
He's more of an old school type guy, so he's very like wary when it comes to these things and marketing and stuff because we have like gone through a couple different guys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just kind of very iffy on it. And then especially since we just started trying out Angie's and it's pretty new, you know, we haven't really had the time to just see how that's doing.
Mm-hmm.
We've just kind of been going, you know, right now is basically whenever I've just been trying to start off our marketing kick in a way. Just trying to see what works and what doesn't, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to argue against the case for Google. I mean, when you're on that first page, you get phone calls. I mean, that's just how we've been able to keep our doors open for 20 years.
So what's like, what are numbers? Like, I need like certain like numbers. Like how many on average calls do your clients get or what is like, how many hits do we get per minute?
So, I mean, you're pretty much servicing basically the entire Metroplex, right? I mean, how far in miles would you say that you're willing to travel?
Probably like around an hour or so around. 30, you could put like 30 to 50, you know, it just depends where that hour takes us.
Yeah, I mean, I can do a search for 40 just to get, I mean, I'm just trying to get you some quantifiable.
Yeah, we could just do 40, that's fine.
Yeah, so let me search for 40, and this is coming from the 75244. It looks like it's going to populate 8, 9, 10. 10 of the most popular search phrases related to both residential and commercial glass. So for shower doors and commercial storefront systems, it's not going to populate everything. I mean, you never know what someone's going to type in, right? They could type in best residential commercial or best residential shower glass installer near me or something like that, right? I mean, that's something that a lot of people might type in. It's not popping up on this particular search, right? It is something you can be found for, something people can type in your service area. They can find your website, pick up the phone, and call you. It's just that particular search phrase is not popping up on the search that I'm doing right now, but in the last 30 days, I should say, for the 40 miles, last 30 days, that 40-mile radius of 75244, those 10 most popular search phrases generated 1,814 searches. Now, it's probably not 1,800 people searching one time. People do like to search a couple of times, a couple of different ways. And I'm not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But Google's been tracking this for a very long time, and the businesses that pop up on the first page see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. So that would be someone who saw your website first and then decided to call you. So 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% is 36. Now that's just for 40 miles, and it's only the top 10 most popular search phrases. Again, we can take that out to 50 miles. We can add all the additional things that people can type in and you could get phone calls for. But if you're getting on the low end 20 or 25 phone calls, on the high end maybe 40 or 50 phone calls in a month directly to you from someone who saw your website and then decided to call you, even a modest conversion rate is going to have you profitable. You know, at that flat rate, that reduced rate, again, $299. You know, you're not a hair salon. You're not like a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable, especially at that reduced rate. It's really designed for one client to pay off the service, you know, and then some. And like I said, everything's included. You know, we're not like the cable company or your phone provider. We're not trying to invent new ways to charge you. We're trying to actually make it as affordable and straightforward as we can. So it is straightforward pricing. Again, not paying per lead, click, call, job, percentage of your profits, or anything like that. I know that with Angie's, it's sometimes hard to budget for because it depends on how many leads you get. It also depends on how much each lead costs, because I know from talking to other business owners that if it looks on paper to be a bigger job, you're almost always going to pay more for that lead. You're not more likely to get the job, just more likely to pay more for it. Yeah, so it's hard to budget for something like that. This is going to easily be more affordable. I mean, you know, $299 a month, you're talking about maybe three, maybe four leads, you know, maybe even less than that. You know, some of those commercial leads might be like $150, right? So, I mean, for just a handful of leads, and I'm not saying you have to stop using Angie's, but that service is going to be most likely more expensive. And, you know, the conversion rate when you're getting the same lead that four or five of your competitors get, I mean, it's just hard to make enough of those leads turn into jobs to really be very profitable. I mean, you're always going to be, you know, hit or miss with something like that.
Yeah.
And you'll reach more people. You know, not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they use Bing. You're going to be listed on that search engine as well. Like I said, you'll have the Facebook page, the Facebook paid ads, Apple Maps, the Yelp listing, etc. So it is going to increase your online presence. And, I mean, for the most part, Angie gets their leads from Google anyway. I mean, I know they have other advertising. They advertise on television and radio. But, I mean, everybody has seen those ads, especially when it was HomeAdvisor. They advertise very heavily on Google and on TV, but it's always, you know, you get the leads and you determine what contractors call you, and it's always free to use. And homeowners don't even necessarily know that business owners are paying out of pocket for those leads. They just know that they can get a few quotes, you know, and talk to different contractors. But with this, it's a flat rate. It puts the power of Google to work directly to you. Angie's or HomeAdvisor or whatever you want to call them, they do to this day still spend between $2 and $3 million a month on Google Ads. Now that covers the entire country, of course, and all the industries they generate leads for, but they're happy to spend $2 or $3 million a month because they make that money back even many times over with their business model of capturing leads and flipping them. Of course, that's why every lead that you get will get sent to a couple of your competitors. They have to make their money back from the advertising they do on Google. I mean, this is going to put the power of Google to work directly for you. People don't need to know the name of your company. They don't need to be using Angie, but like almost everybody on the face of the planet, they use Google. When they need something and they don't know who to call, they're going to Google it. So this is going to put you right where people are looking in the exact moment that they need something. Now, I know your dad's old school. I get it. I'm not a young man myself, but I mean, he has to understand. If it were the Yellow Pages and 30 years ago, he'd know it's a good idea, right? Because that's how we advertised back then. But this is today's Yellow Pages, right? People don't use the Yellow Pages. They use their smartphone. But I know when his phone is ringing, when you guys are getting those phone calls and doing those jobs, he's going to want to keep the service. I mean, that's why it's month to month. I mean, I don't know if the objection was the cost or just the uncertainty or how many jobs you guys think you can get from it. I mean, I did put this position on hold. I did, in fact, try to call you at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a client whenever we were doing that.
That's we okay. That's understandable. But my supervisor has in the almost 2 hours since I tried to call you, or actually a little over 2 hours, almost 3 hours since I originally tried to call you, and, you know, even before that when I put it on hold, you know, he's saying what's going on with this listing, and I says, well, I'm trying to get in touch with him again. So, oh boy, I think he'd be okay with me waiving your setup fee, you know, just because of the time that we've had this on hold. I mean, it's a position that should fill, you know, and we're talking the Metroplex, you know, we do have a list of pre-qualified candidates. We can keep calling through the area. I would be happy though to secure the listing for your business. I'd be happy even to justify to my supervisor why I waived not just $200 out of that $299 setup fee, but even the entire $299 setup fee. So it'd be a zero setup fee. And instead of $599 a month, it'd be $299. With the setup fee waived, you're actually saving $599 in that first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. Yeah, but it's actually better than that because, you know, next month it's not $599. It's only ever $299. So you'd continue to save the $300 every month. If I can, you know, kind of push through with waiving your setup fee, still keeping the website included, still the $100 of Facebook ads. I mean, to be honest, that pushes our break-even point from 3 months to 4 months. We have to keep you a satisfied client for 4 months for it to make any sense financially for my company. But I do know from experience that our clients who give the service the opportunity to work, they keep the service long-term. And my supervisor understands that as well, which is why I know I could get him to allow me to waive the setup fee. Like I said, I've been with this company for 11 and a half years. April 17th, 2013 is when I first started here. So usually when I ask for something, I don't even get any feedback or blowback. I can almost always push through with these things. You know, I've been a pricing director for 8.5 years. So I definitely know that I can do this without a setup fee here. My supervisor would be happy just that, you know, we had this on pause for a good reason, right? So with that setup fee waived, it's just $299 as an out-the-door cost. Again, it's month-to-month for a good reason. We got to earn your business. I think Angie probably charged you about that just for the annual setup fee, unless you went with like $1,000 or $750 for $1,000 worth of leads or whatever it is. But they've got you kind of financially invested. They say it's because you've got the profile page. And again, they run ads. You know, it might be, you know, the top 25 commercial glazers in Dallas or something like that. I mean, you'll sometimes be on that list. You won't always, because they always have more than 25 contractors, unless it's a very small area, and that's not the case here. So you will sometimes be on their ads. If someone clicks on it, they can see you. But of course, you know, it's designed to get you leads and pay for it that way. But I think the real reason they charge you that setup fee is to get you financially invested. You know, you're thinking, well,
so you're less likely to leave.
You're like, well, now I need to make my money back. Let me pay for a lead. Okay, that one didn't turn into a job, but for sure one of these will. And, you know, I talked to one poor guy. He was a roofer, and his leads were, I think he said it was $240 for like a repair lead and $280 for like a complete tear off and replace.
Wow.
He was $9,000 in debt, thinking the next lead is going to be that $20,000 or maybe even $40,000 job, and it was worth it for him. But at some point, you know, he says, I can't do it anymore. You know, $9,000, and you know that's already, you know, more than a dozen leads, and they're not turning into work. And you know that's not something I would want any business owner to go through, right? And certainly for you, it's not, you know, the leads aren't quite as expensive. But, I mean, this is something that is going to get your phone ringing. And if Angie's works out for you, great. You know, you can do them both. They do not conflict with each other. If you're getting enough work and using our service at that flat rate and not having to pay for leads, even better. I mean, that's what I expect. That's my expectation, that you're getting enough work from it that you can keep your leads paused more often and not have to come out of pocket so much for those leads.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the reason that they charge you that membership fee is so that you, I don't want to say it, but have a tendency maybe to throw good money after bad, thinking that, you know, you're going to get a lead that's going to turn into work. I mean, numbers don't lie. If you keep trying, you're eventually going to succeed, right? But for smaller companies, those lead fees add up quick, and sometimes the jobs don't come in fast enough. So, like I said, I can't wear a black eye for what has or might happen with Angie's, and I certainly can't accept any praise for anything good that happens, and I hope that you do get jobs from it. But as long as you can handle at least a little bit more work here and there, this is a service that's going to work for you. And that's exactly why I put this one on a soft hold, and why I'm now, you know, already saying that I would waive your setup fee. You'd be looking at $299 as an out-the-door cost, save that extra $100. That's kind of just reinforcing our commitment to you. Like I say, we have to run your business now, not just 3 months, but 4 months for it to make any sense for us to do it in the first place, with that website included and the Facebook ad. So, I mean, I'd certainly be happy to close out this particular listing with you guys. I think you would love it, and I'd be happy to get that started for you. If you do have an opportunity today, we still have a couple of spots that we can do our client interview, get the ball rolling, get the information from you that we need to start building out your website. And it is month to month, so everything happens quite quickly. I mean, it usually takes us about 5, maybe 7 business days to build out that website. From that point on, it's always active and online, even if we're making changes to it. So, I mean, it's all about getting you that online presence that's going to get you found when people are needing your services.
Right. Okay, so I have one more question. So the monthly $299, is that for the whole time, or is it like a promotion, and after like a year, it'll go back to the normal rate that it was before the promotion?
That is a great question. In fact, it's a very fair question. And if I were to tell you, yeah, in 2 or 3 months, it's going to go up on you, I mean, that would be an answer that you might expect. I mean, a lot of businesses do business that way. But it's our established business rate. So you are qualifying for that rate as an established business, and you will always be an established business, just getting more and more established as days, weeks, and months and years go by. So to answer your question directly, it is a fixed rate. As long as you keep the service, that reduced rate stays with you. Now, in the 11 and a half years that I've been with this company, we have raised our prices twice. But I would tell you that even if we do raise our price down the road, and I don't think it's happening anytime soon, usually happens at the beginning of the year, but I know already our supervisors already told us we're not raising our prices in 2025. But even if we do raise our prices in 2026 or whenever, your price will never go up. I have clients that have been with me for a very long time. They pay $249, but I can't offer you that rate anymore, right? That was years ago. We don't have that price anymore. But if we do raise our price to, say, $349 for established businesses, your price doesn't go up. It stays at $299 no matter how long you keep the service, and it's an exact amount.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, me personally, I am interested, and I do feel like this is a step that I would need to take in order to grow and get the company where I want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And yeah,
it
so
is,
you can do that
to the next level.
Yeah. If you can do that rate and what you said, the promotion and cut that sign-up fee, then yeah, I'm for sure I'll sign up. It's something that I'm interested in.
I will message my supervisor. I already messaged him earlier because he was asking me, when are you calling him back? And I'm like, well, I already left a message. I don't want to blow up his phone, right? I don't want to, you know. It's okay, though. I just, you know, it's because of the holiday week. I know he's already.
No,
I understand. He was telling us on Friday of last week. Don't forget, Thanksgiving is coming up. We're going to be short 3 days or 2 days. You know, a week or whatever. He asked me again, and I just want to let him know. I did let him know. I'm speaking with him now. Okay, I'm going to send him a quick message and tell him that I'm going to waive your entire setup fee. Okay, I'm just going to.
All right.
I'll send it to him in a second. In fact, I'd rather ask for forgiveness later versus permission now. Like I said, I don't
need Right.
I have the business's blue glass. That's what we already said, how you want it listed. The address is something you don't want the customers to see. I did not get an email address from you. Now, the email serves a couple of purposes. One, obviously, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. This email will also be attached to the contact form on your website. If it's a business email, it would show on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
I'll give you the business email so that way we can just have it all in one.
Mm-hmm.
It is blueglass,
okay,
DTX at gmail.com.
Mm. You said blueglass and then DTX like Dallas, Texas, right?
Yes, sir, like Dallas, Texas, at gmail.com.
Okay, so blueglassdtx at gmail.com, definitely a business email that we will list physically on the website so people will see that. And then Kevin, Tara never got your last name, and neither did I.
Oh, yeah. Cruz. C-R-U-Z.
C-R-U-Z. Okay, Mr. Cruz. And when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email. Obviously, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. If they fill out the contact form, our system generates a text message and an email for you. But when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email. Emails, like I said, are usually for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Do you have any personal preference of phone, text, email, any of those, all of those, for us reaching out to you?
I prefer phone and text, but all of them are fine. I just see the phone and the text more often.
Yeah,
like it's more right there in my face.
Service-based business owners tell me that all the time. In fact, I had one guy Friday. He says, I check my emails once in the morning and once at night, you know, so anything in between that, send me a text or give me a phone call. I'll put that as phone and text preferred in that order, and then, of course, emails as needed. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. I think it would be a little short notice to get you in at 4 o'clock, but I can certainly do 5 if 5 o'clock works for you. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about 30, maybe 35 minutes, gets you right near the very beginning of the hour, and then about a half hour after that, it gets you off the phone with a cushion if you have additional questions. Does 5 o'clock work for you today? You don't have to be in front of a computer. If that does not work, we can look for tomorrow, which looks pretty much wide open.
Could we do tomorrow for 2:30? Actually, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock would be perfect.
3 o'clock. So we'll do 3 o'clock tomorrow. It will be scheduled from 3 until 4 at 2 o'clock then. At 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and you'll also, in a minute or so, get from me a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to go directly to your email inbox. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, we've got your follow-up call scheduled for tomorrow. I did want to do one other thing, and then, of course, I'm also required to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, and especially with the reduced price and the setup fee waived, I am required to read that voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're doing the website, that we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. Before I do get to that voice verification, one last thing that I did want to do here is to set up a simple question and answer. And this is for security purposes as well. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Blue Glass, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we will still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more important, especially like a week from now, once your website is active. Of course, we want your phone to ring. We want it to be customers. That is going to happen. But what may also happen is that you get other phone calls. You might get phone calls from people claiming to be Google. Even if they say it's Local Splash, and I know that sometimes our clients get calls from businesses that recognize our website. They call. They say they're Local Splash. If they don't know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and the answer as well as the question, don't entertain that phone call. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even bother asking them for the security question, because that wouldn't be us. I'm going to do the voice verification in a second here, and it's going to clearly state that it bills for $2.99. Today's date is the 18th, and on the 18th of the month, moving forward, for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in and your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll do first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Kiko. K-I-K-O. Kiko.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then for your client interview tomorrow, we said 3 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir, 3 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. So I've got the voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows, and I do have to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Mm-hmm. Blue Glass.
Perfect. That's exactly why I have that. And then, Mr. Cruz, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Cruz, and you can put business partner.
Okay. And as a business partner and one of the owners of Blue Glass, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month-to-month. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Kevin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cruz, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir, I agree.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Kevin, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie's. There's no conflict there. The reason that we even ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is it's our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Cruz, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Kevin, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fine. I understand that.
Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service, even waiving your setup fee with it being month to month and the website included, Kevin, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, November 18th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Kevin, is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here, but you can pause it for any reason for as long as you like. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Cruz, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kevin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. I understand and I agree.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, just the $299 no setup fee, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be a Visa.
A Visa. Is it Kevin Cruz on that card? Any middle initial
or business
name? Yes, sir.
Kevin
name?
Cruz.
First and last?
No, sir.
Okay.
Just Kevin Cruz.
You said it was a Visa, Mr. Cruz. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. The numbers are 4266 8418.
Yes, sir.
3109.
Okay.
And 3990.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
07/2029,
and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
It is 614.
614. So 614, 614 on the back. I've got July or 07/2029 for the expiration date. And was the card itself 42/66/84/18? 3109-3990.
Yes, sir.
And does that fill out the home address, the 12834 Midway Road?
No, it's a different address.
Okay. Is the zip code still 75244?
No, it's also a different zip code.
Okay, let me update that first, and then it will allow me to update the other field. What is the zip code?
75006.
Okay, so 75006. Okay, and now it's allowing me to update the address.
The address is 1807 Fairfax Road.
1807 Fairfax Road.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right, I've got all of that information entered into our system. Now, in about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our, and that's, you said 1807 Fairfax Road, 75006. So that's it in Carrollton now.
Am I full? Yeah, it's in Carrollton.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So I'd be happy to give you the client support phone number, the hours of operation, if you have a pen handy, although you will receive that by text message in about a minute or so here. An email.
My text message is fine. I can't really write it down.
Not a problem. You will get it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, though, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Or usually that same day, but after hours or late in the day, they might follow up with you the next day. The email address will be on there as well. And then, like I said, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you're going to receive that reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3. I am going to send you a calendar invite. And again, that calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to say local splash C-I-E-N-G, and then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, your username for your login credentials is actually the phone number that we're speaking on. It is just the area code. code and numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but the area code is included. So your username is 214-463-6291. The username cannot be changed. It is in our system the exact same way. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Now, you can change your default password, and in a second here, I'm going to pull that up. But you'll also get that in your welcome email as well, so you don't need to remember it or write it down here. Your default password, though, can be changed at any time. My system is taking a second or two to update it. Things get a little bit slow in the afternoon, and my system doesn't drink coffee, unfortunately. That's how I fix my slowness. the system cannot do that. So your username, like I said, is your phone number. The default password is MapGoogle, MapGoogle, all lowercase, no space. Again, you don't have to write it down.
All right.
It's going to be in the welcome email that you're going to get in a minute. And, of course, you can change that default password. You are all set and squared away on my end. One other thing, though, did you happen to get either the automated email or the text message? So you'll get the welcome email and an additional email that says local splash initial invoice. If you have that one, please open it up. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things, and then I'll get you off the phone real quick. It says it's processing. Our system takes a moment or so.
I just got it right now.
Out. You did. Okay. So let me update my system, and it should say that it's sent. Okay, it did. Mm-hmm. So the initial invoice is something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue words, click here, it will take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate your time. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. And, of course, about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We'll be optimizing your listing there. We are doing the Facebook ads. We are doing the custom website, etc. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of different boxes. We do want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Kevin, that's where you would click and either type in your name. It is case sensitive. The K and C are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after.
Right.
Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that orangish colored box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. Of course, when you click on it, it does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we even waived your setup fee, that we're doing the website, etc. Will also allow us to make sure your PIN verified and to do the initial NAPW audit. So I appreciate you getting that done. It's an important step in the process. Like I said, if it takes you to that login screen, you don't have to worry about that. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that our tracking system uses. So in the next day or so, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active, that you're trying to access it right now, neither, which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. That client interview is set for 3 o'clock Central tomorrow, but in the next day or so, you should receive an email and a text that your tracking system is active. You can try it any time, but it may give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, if I do happen to be in between phone calls at 3 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you or a couple minutes after 3, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to answer any questions you have, introduce you to your technician, and, of course, hand it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open unless I'm on a call that started much earlier and I'm still on it. I should be able to be on that call at 3 o'clock tomorrow just to say a quick hello. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, though. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. I did just message my supervisor that I did waive your setup fee. but I am able to take this one off of our calendar. Mm-hmm. So it's off of our calendar and on the client interview technician's calendar for tomorrow at 3 o'clock. But really excited for you. I think your dad's going to be happy with it. And if it saves you time, headache, hassle, frustration, money, or any or all of those above when dealing with Angie's, I'm happy too, you know, because I've been doing it long enough to remember before it was Angie Leads, it was Home Advisor, and even before that, it was called Service Magic, exact same company.
Really?
To change their name. Yeah. I remember talking to business owners, you know, 10 years ago that were using Service Magic. And a lot of business owners say it's hard sometimes to get in touch with people. It's hard to turn those leads into jobs even when you do talk to people. So this is something that, and even the ones that like their service, they still prefer to have their phone ring directly instead of paying for leads. So I think you guys are going to be very happy with this. Like I said, it is month to month for a good reason. We waived your setup fee just as a sign of commitment from us to make sure that you're successful. We have to earn your business for 4 months just for it to be our break-even point here. But I'm glad that we're able to get that going for you. Really excited. I do hope that I am in between phone calls at 3 o'clock tomorrow so I can say a quick hello to you. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of the day. Did you have any other questions for me
at this point?
No.
I think that'll be it, and I really appreciate it, man, waiving the fee and all that.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. On a personal note, I do want to say not only thanks for your kindness and patience in taking this phone call. You made me laugh a couple of times. I appreciate that. I don't get all of that on a single phone call, rarely, you know, and sometimes I get none of it. But it's always nice to talk to somebody who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. You definitely,
of course, for sure.
Really appreciate that. I want to say your passion for what you do kind of comes through it, speaking with you. I know you put that same energy, attention to detail, and that focus and your generous spirit into dealing with your customers. I think you offer a fair price for the quality service that you do, and I think your clients are going to love it. I think you're going to get a lot of people recommending you to their friends and family, especially, you know, for the holidays, you know, people coming over, oh my God, your shower's amazing. Who did it?
Okay.
You know, they say, hey, blue glass. You know, yeah, absolutely. It's going to help you out quite a bit. Real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope to say a quick hello tomorrow when a technician calls you at 3. I thank you again for your time. You have a great rest of the day.
Yes, sir. You take care. Have a good one, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care. All right.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.